The U.S. House is expected to take up legislation this week aimed at addressing so-called forever chemicals found in household goods and firefighting foams. Some of the chemical was found at a military base in Sioux City. Exposure to the substances known as PFAS is linked to certain cancers, immunodeficiencies, and birth complications. Communities are increasingly finding hotspots near industrial sites and military bases. The House is considering adding PFAS to the federal Superfund law. Scott Faber with the Environmental Working Group says that step is vital. The PFAS language is tacked onto a must-pass military funding bill slated to go before the House this week. Iowa lawmakers, disappointed with the governor's veto of a medical cannabis bill, are calling for legislative leaders to convene an interim committee to study options for revising the state's program. Senator Joe Bolcom and Representative John Forbes, both Democrats, today released a letter asking Republican leaders to appoint a study committee to allow input from advocates, medical experts, and others. Bolcom says the committee could develop language that could be presented to the legislature in January. Efforts to get leaders to convene a special session to override Governor Kim Reynolds' veto have failed so far. Storm Lake residents in September will vote on a proposed school expansion project that will be roughly half the cost of the most recent bond issue vote that went down to defeat last year, according to the Sioux City Journal. The Storm Lake School Board set a September 10th special election on a $15 million plan to construct a new elementary school as district leaders continue to address needs in a period of growing enrollment. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.